Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. And I think we have Steve Iverson on the phone with us, taking some time off on a Sunday to talk about a very important addition to your house. Steve, are you with us?
I'm here, guys. How are you?
God bless you. Thanks so much for taking the time today. We really appreciate it. My little brother Pete is sitting here with me, so you're talking to both of us.
How are you, Steve?
Great, Pete. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
You know, there's no debate that the best value in improving your house and livability of your home and adding to the square footage is to go down rather than out or up. But I don't think people, Steve, realize what Basements Plus can do for them. You want to chat about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, our mission is basically to build dry, usable, brag-worthy basements. And, you know, make sure, you know, we have a safe space for people to live in and create, you know, the lower level of their dreams. And it all starts, you know, by being dry and safe. So we come out and we do an inspection to make sure, you know, you don't have a leaking basement. And if you do, we have solutions for that. And then we can get into designing, you know, the basement that you've always wanted.
I like that. Now, you mentioned dry. How important Yep. is it to your company for that basement to be dry and protected before you're going to allow me to invest in it?
Oh, it's our top priority. You know, we will not finish a basement that has current leaks. You know, things can happen after the fact. We understand that. But if there is a current issue, a wet, you know, whether it's coming from you know, the walls or the floors or the sump pump or a drain, they have to be fixed, because if not, you're inviting mold into your home, and that's a big safety, you know, risk. And that's really, you know, our top priority is to identify any potential issues, solve them, and then move forward with the finished basement if that's what they want to do. We have lots of customers that just call us because they want their basement dry and for storage. So we just go in and we waterproof the basement, and they have a nice, dry, safe space to have storage. And, you know, they're not finishing their basement. They want a dry basement. So that's what we do also.
They want it secure, and it adds value to the home. Let me ask you something. Can people phase the type of work that finished basements can do for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do that all the time. Our customers 1 year will have us do the waterproofing and foundation repair, and then they'll call us the following year or years later to finish the space.
Steve, how do you diagnose specific water problems? If you go into somebody's basement, maybe they've had a partial refinish, like a DIY project where you can't see the exposed walls. What do you do to ensure that, you know, there are no problems, or if there are, where they're coming from?
Well, we have lots of tools at our disposal, and we have a 21-point inspection. It's free, and we'll come out, we'll do our inspection, we'll do our best, you know, to identify any issues and come up with solutions for the issues. And we have, like I said, we have tools. We have thermal imaging cameras if there's walls in place. Not that we have X-ray vision, but we do. We can pick up certain signs with the tools that we have at our disposal.
I like that. Now, you guys are not just a basement finishing company. I almost hate to use that phrase. You do full Yeah. design and implementation. And when you specify a product, your concern is for moisture and humidity down the road. You want to talk to those issues a little bit?
Yeah, so you know, we provide a free design with every consultation that we do for a customer. You know, and it includes 2D floor plans. It includes 3D renderings, electrical layouts. And so we do a lot of upfront work just to get the customer to really understand what they're potentially buying and building in their home. And, you know, so we take a lot of pride in the fact that we do all this upfront work for our customers.
Just to clarify, Steve, that's something you do free of charge?
We do, yeah. Up to a certain point, we do it for free. And sure. then depending on, you know, where we're going after our initial consultation, we can get into design agreements, but that doesn't happen very often. Most of the time, we can get to the point where we can do a fully blown proposal for somebody for free.
That is amazing. That's tremendous. Impressive. So what's a typical project in a home for Basements Plus?
Well, we have two different sides of the company. One is the waterproofing and foundation repair. So it's anything from a full perimeter waterproofing system with our triple safe sump pump system, which is fantastic, to crawl space repairs, encapsulation, humidity control. And then our other side of the company, you know, we're doing awesome lower levels. And when I say awesome lower levels, I heard you guys talking about my basement earlier today. It doesn't mean it's this really, you know, design heavy, fantastic, over the moon basement. It can be just a nice family space that, you know, you have a living room and a game area and maybe a kitchen or bar area. And it just enhances your home. That's really what we're after, is we're trying to make your home as livable as it can be.
You put a nice bathroom down there, and I didn't mean to diminish how beautiful it is, but my point, I guess, was, like you said, you didn't over-design it. It's not over the top. It's not something where people are going to say, well, it's cool to see once, but we don't care to go down there again. It's just a nice addition to your living space.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted, and I can tell you, we do get to build some really cool stuff that is over the moon. You know, we've done, you know, in the past couple of years, we've done a handful of speakeasies. We've done some pickleball courts in basements. I've done, you know, miniature hockey rinks in basements. So golf simulators. So we do get to do that stuff, but it's not absolutely necessary. You can finish off your basement at any level that you want.
My imagination just runs wild. I was in a house decades ago that had a half-court basketball court in it. So you guys can do that.
With the ceiling heights there, we can, yeah.
Steve, you used a term that I got a question about. You said something about humidity control in a basement. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you're using your basement for living space, the humidity level, because it's below ground, is always an issue, and because you have porous materials soaking in the moisture through the concrete floor or walls. So the humidity level is always higher in a basement than it is upstairs. And to properly heat and cool a basement, you have to have that humidity under control. Dry air is much easier to heat and cool than moist air. So we might be, depending on what we find during our inspection, we might be talking to you about a commercial size dehumidifier.
Okay. How does that thinking impact your specifying materials in the basement, Steve?
Well, again, we're trying to reduce or eliminate any possibility of mold. So we reduce the amount of organics that go into, you know, our products that we're putting in basements. So our wall assembly, for example, doesn't have any organics built into it. There's no food for mold because we don't have any organics there. There's no wood, there's no fiberglass, and there's no regular drywall. Our entire wall assembly, including the molding that we're putting on, you know, the trim, the base molding, has no organics in it whatsoever.
That's interesting. How big a battle is it for you to try to sell people things that they can't see, like humidity control, things like that?
When we come back, Steve, I'll ask you to answer that. And I also want to make sure we talk about your warranty, because you've got a tremendous warranty. Can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys and Steve Iverson from Basements Plus right here on WTKA Ann Arbor and WJR Detroit. Oh, wow. I love that. Pete and I had to sit back down. We were dancing. Sorry, Steve. That is, Parker, God love you. That is fire up music. We've got Steve Iverson from Basements Plus. Pete, you asked him a good question just before we went to break. What the heck was it?
I was just curious if you're selling against people whose end game is just to get the job as opposed to doing it right like you do.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure there's a lot of things you have to do as far as preparatory work goes that are things the homeowner's not going to see, but obviously you have to charge for the waterproofing, the humidity control, things like that. I was just curious how big a battle that is for you.
You know, it actually is a big concern. You know, our basement specialists are trained to point out, you know, the benefits of our product line and what we can do for them. And we do compete against, especially in the basement finishing space, there are contractors that we compete against that have no problem putting in the wrong materials, and they have no problem covering up cracks and potential leaks and problems that are going to develop down the road for the customer. And we think that's the wrong thing to do. So we do our best to educate our customer with our 21-point inspection and really try and educate, you know, our folks that we're working with and make sure that we're doing the right thing for them.
You know, I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. And it, you know, we could talk for 2 hours on it. I love it.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of time here, but I want people to know, and Steve, you know that the guys are always trying to educate people about very real issues that you bring up. But you guys have a super warranty. I want to talk about that. How do people get hold of you? Maybe mention your website and the geographical area that you guys will cover.
Yeah, our website is basementsplus.com, and, you know, call us at 248-926-6630 or go to basementsplus.com.
926-6630.
Yeah, sorry. Too much coffee this morning.
I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And basementsplus.com, and we will send out a specialist to do an inspection, whether you want to finish your basement or foundation repairs necessary. Either way, it's a free quote, free inspection, and, you know, we're here for you.
How big an area can you guys realistically cover geographically?
We are Southeast Michigan. We're, you know, basically down to the state line of Michigan to the south. We're up to Flint. We're over to Lansing, and we're all the way up in the Thumb.
Wow. That's a big area. Now, warranty, what separates you guys from a lot of pretenders is your warranty. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different warranties. Both our foundation repair and our finishing has a lifetime warranty. However, what really sets us apart is our platinum guarantee. And what that is if you install a full perimeter waterproofing system with our triple safe sump pump system, and you finish your basement, and let's just, for conversation's sake, say you put a bar on a wall, a nice, you know, bar that is fairly extensive, and you develop a leak at the wall floor joint, we're going to come in, and we're going to pull that bar out, and we're going to open up the wall, and we're going to fix the problem, and we're going to put it all back at our cost, at our dime. And there's nobody in the industry that does anything like that.
No.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. For those of us without Chuck's money, you guys, how about financing?
Yeah, we have lots of easy financing alternatives. There's no lien on the home. It's basically a personal loan, and it's basically we can get that done while we're in the phone or in the home during your consultation. We can find out how you're qualified.
I want to keep going with this, and I wish we weren't going to run out of time. But you'll do a free inspection, a free basic design for people. You'll warranty like crazy, better than people have on their homes. You'll warranty your work in the basement, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's all true.
I mean, and that you'll finance, and they can phase the work. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're out there trying to create raving fans at every level. So, you know,
you and your bride do just an awesome job. So how far out are people? Should people be calling now if they're thinking of holiday entertainment?
For a finished basement, they should have called us a couple of months ago for that.
Good for you.
You're busy.
Yeah, we're busy. But, you know, also the process takes a little bit of time, too. So you don't want to rush through the design portion. You don't want to rush through. I would say think of it this way. Think of if you want your basement finished for a certain event, think backwards at least 6 months, maybe even 8 months, so that we have time to get the design just the way you want it, get the materials selected, and get it ready for production.
Now, Steve, people that have tried to do shorten that continuum and save $1,000 have called you in to tear out what was done by a pretender and do it right, correct?
Yeah, we've seen some. I've sent you guys some photos of some pretty bad situations that people have gotten themselves into. And, you know, I would just say, you know, take your time, do your due diligence. You know, I've seen people spend more time planning a vacation than they have a remodel. And, you know, this is a huge investment that you're going to make in your home. Just take your time, do your due diligence, because, you know, it gets ugly if you don't.
Let me ask you, we're going to run out of time. How much do you and Amy use the finished lower level at your beautiful home?
Well, we moved from a small home without a basement over to this house, and we've become the entertainment place for my entire family. So we are using it chronically. So
that's
my
cool, though.
My grocery bill's gone up. Yeah, I love it.
My grocery bill. So, yeah, young kids.
Yeah, between the kids and the grandparents.
I love it. Steve Iverson from Basements Plus, thank you so much for taking time out of a busy Sunday to help educate our listeners, and we'll continue to do that as well, okay?
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
God bless you. Thank you. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WTKA in Ann Arbor and WJR in Detroit.